Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a live look at Clover Park on a mostly cloudy Sunday afternoon, site of today's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Today, we have game six of a six-game series, with first pitch coming up at 12:10. Welcome into the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald joined alongside by John DeStefano. We've reached the end of the line here with the Mets and the Cardinals. Not only are they playing for the sixth time in 6 days, but the 24th time this season. They'll say goodbye to each other for good at the end of today for the 2023 season, although there's still four more weeks to go after these two teams complete this game today. Cardinals have won the series. They did that by winning the first three games and by winning a game last night by a score of 10-3. For the Mets, unfortunately, they have now lost six consecutive six-game series, all the series in the second half. But, John, they have a chance to get a win here on a Sunday and at least head into the offseason feeling good with the win under their belt.
Yeah, and, you know, last night's loss was tough. They were right there most of the way. Out from the second inning on, they only trailed by three. They cut it to one before the Cardinals extended their lead to an insurmountable one. But it wasn't for the lack of hitting. The Mets hitters have been really good lately. They've been scoring lots of runs, but the pitching just wasn't there in the late stages, and they couldn't keep the Cardinals off the board. If they're able to repeat that performance from a batting standpoint, if they can continue their hot batch, or Jose Hernandez hit a couple of bombs last night, Kevin Villavicencio's on an eight-game hitting streak, so if these hitters can keep doing what they've been doing, they'll put themselves in a good position. They just need some more from their pitching.
Mets set a team high this season with 13 hits yesterday. They hope to roll that over into this afternoon's game, which again is coming up at 12:10 p.m. We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back on Bally Live, we'll bring you a look around the Florida State League and today's starting pitching matchup. That's next on the pregame show.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Last handshake from Gilbert Gomez and Gary Kendall this season. Mets and Cardinals meeting for the 24th time. Palm Beach leads the current series 4-1. Cardinals lead the season series 14-9. This season series was actually tied 7-7, and then the Cardinals brought in all those new players from the draft, and they are now 7-2 since that turnover. Mets on the year are 36-70 overall. They are 12-29 in the second half after yesterday's 10-7 defeat. Palm Beach is 56-48 overall. That's the best overall record in the Florida State League East Division. They're also alone in first place in the second half with a 19-20 record, but with the way the Cardinals have been playing, you figure it's only a matter of time before they get over 500 and probably stay there. Their lead, though, is slim in the second half. It's only one game over Jupiter and Daytona, and it's eight games over the Mets. Over in the West Division, Lakeland is in first place alone in the second half, 28-13 record. Clearwater, the best overall record in the West at 71-35, but one game back in the second half. Bradenton, 26-15, would basically almost have the East wrapped up, but they are in the West, and they are 2 games back of Lakeland. Tampa, 8 back. Dunedin and Fort Myers way back at 17-24, 11 games behind Lakeland. Other games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. A lot of noon starts. Daytona at Jupiter at noon. Daytona leads that series 3-2. Fort Myers hosting Bradenton at noon. Bradenton up 3-2 there in the series. Clearwater is at Tampa at noon. Clearwater leads that series 4-1. Dunedin is at Lakeland at 1 o'clock. Lakeland leads that series 3-2. In the Mets organization, it's Sunday night baseball for the Mets and the Braves at 7:10 on ESPN. Triple-A action. Syracuse is at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre at 1:05. Double-A Binghamton pitched a shutout yesterday with Christian Scott leading the way. The Rumble Ponies are at Somerset at 5:05 in the series finale there. Brooklyn is hosting Aberdeen in the series finale against the Ironbirds at 2 o'clock. Starting pitching matchup today, an intriguing one. Lionel Ovias, the starting pitcher for the Mets, entered this season as a top 15 prospect in the Mets organization, but with all the changeover and all the new players coming in, the draft picks coming in, he's actually dropped out of the top 30, so he needs to start to reestablish himself as a big prospect in the organization. This will be his 20th game and his 16th start. It'll be his first action of this series, and he faces off against Chen Wei Lin. This is an intriguing story. The first Cardinal ever signed from Taiwan will be making his Florida State League debut. Hard-throwing 21-year-old coming over from the Complex League was signed in July. A lot of intrigue in Birdland around Chen Wei Lin. Here come Ovias and the Mets in their orange Sunday jerseys. National anthem is upon us. Pre-game show is in the books. For the anthem, we send it to public address announcer Paulie Briggs. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. Sixth and final game of the series, 24th and final game of the season series. Lionel Ovias on the mound for the Mets. He pitched twice last week up in Daytona, the opening game of the series, and then gave the Mets a long outing from the bullpen in the final game. So Mets taking easy with him, resting him for a full week. He is on the mound here to face the Cardinals this season. Ovias has spent all of it in the Florida State League. This will be game number 20, start number 16 for him. 67 innings, 59 hits, 39 earned runs, 33 walks, and 64 strikeouts for Ovias, who we know is capable of turning in a good performance. Keep thinking back to that June game in Fort Myers where he pitched 6 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts and no walks. Can he turn in one of those before the end of the season? The defense behind Ovias features Vincent Prozo doing the catching. Jose Hernandez with the bat, red hot yesterday, stays in the lineup. He's at first base. Kevin Villavicencio can play second. Diego Mosquera at short. Wilfredo Lara in left. Correll Paz, or Lara's at third. Paz in left. De Los Santos in center. Dominguez is in right field. The lineup for the Cardinals. Cade Kretschmar will DH and lead off. Dakota Harris bats second, plays short. Zach Levinson hits third. He's in left. The first round pick, Chase Davis from Arizona, bats cleanup. He's in center. William Sullivan had a three-hit game yesterday. He bats fifth. He's at first. Joshua Baez, right field, hits sixth. Grayson Tarlow, seventh, the catcher. Trey Richardson, eighth. And Trey Page, ninth. Unfortunate news for Palm Beach's Juan Vin Cho. Looked like that ankle turn last night, hitting the base awkwardly. Was as bad as it looked. He was reportedly on crutches entering the stadium today. So we hope Juan Vin Cho the best. He's a really fun player to watch. Hopefully it will be just a bump in the road for him, and he can get back to playing good baseball. These Cardinals are already on their way to the postseason. I'm sure they want to be whole as they head into the playoffs. First pitch is on the way, and it is a strike one delivered by Lionel Elias. First pitch, 12-11. It's 91 degrees and sunny at Clover Park today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Kretschmar fouls one deep out to the left, and it's nothing and two. Two pitch, high fastball at 92. Ground ball, left side, cut off by Lara, but it's in and out of his glove. Kretschmar will reach safely. Let's see what the call is. And he got to it, just could not complete it.
Base hit.
It's ruled an infield hit.
Yeah, it's one of the few balls hit hard to the left side that Warwick has not been able to handle. But that one going down as a base hit, tough play.
That was a tough play. Been pretty far at the end. So Kretschmar on base with a hit. Dakota Harris is next. Two pitch. Just missed. Check swing. He did not go.
Harris, one of those recent additions to this Palm Beach squad, had some early wobbles in the field, but is finding his way both there and at the plate.
Breaking ball. Missed high. Two balls, two strikes. Home plate umpire Shea Graham calling his own balls and strikes today. They do have the challenge system available to the players. Third straight day. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball fought off. First two challenge games of the week. The Mets ran out of their challenges middle of the game both times. Palm Beach has used minimal challenges. They've had some left in the tank in the first two challenge games. 2-2 pitch is flown into right field at Dominguez. Carlos waves off De Los Santos, makes the catch. Harris is out. Kretschmar back to first. One away in the top of the first.
Number 12, fielder Zachary Levinson.
One on, one out. Zach Levinson to the dish. Levinson's had a good series at the three-run homer in the opener. 15-4 Cardinals win. Had a couple of runs scored and an RBI yesterday. Flies this one off the end of the bat deep into left field, but playable for Correll Paz, we think. And he's got it. That ball just kept going. Ball in the back of the track. And Paz looked like he was slowing down to set up in the outfield grass. ball just keeps flying. The wind is blowing out that direction, so we will keep an eye on that throughout the afternoon. Yeah, that's a pretty good breeze coming up from the south, blowing straight out to left. You see Paws had to giddy up towards the end. Warning track, fly balls to left, probably going to be home runs. Here's a fly into left. Paws will adjust to this ball and make the catch to retire Davis. And just like that, the inning is over. Kretzmar leads off with an infield hit. Never gets past first base. And they come back. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time on this Sunday afternoon.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
That is the tall, very tall, 6'7" starting pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals, right-hander Chen-Wei Lin, their first player ever signed out of Taiwan. They signed the 21-year-old in July. Pitched for the Summer League Frederick Keys, collegiate summer baseball team from the MLB Draft League. His uncle, Hong Chi Kuo, pitched for the Dodgers seven seasons from 2005 to 2011. So he has his uncle to rely on for some advice as a professional. Interesting for Lin is that he was up here in Port St. Lucie on Monday pitching for the Complex Cardinals against the Mets on the backfield. So he moves over to the stadium for this start. And he throws a fastball low to Diego Mosquera. We're ball one. Six-seven. He looks very intimidating on the mound. Throws this fastball that's lined out of play.
Always exciting to see a young man making his debut. This one made even all the more interesting. There's just no data on Lin. He's only pitched twice in the FCL.
A 1-1 pitch. Fastball gets in at 94. Some of the scouting reports you read said that there were a lot of major league teams intrigued by him. He winds up signing with the Cardinals. And reports that he had been able to touch 99. This fastball at 96 is too high. Two balls, two strikes. Got some technical issues working through those. Hopefully we'll have them resolved soon. Change up for strike three. Perfectly placed. Mosquera down looking, doesn't challenge.
Nice work in the opening at bat by Lin. That's a great pitch on the outside corner, catching the black, called strike three.
A beautiful change up. Started off the plate, made its way back in. Here's Dario Gomez, Gilbert Gomez's younger brother. Continues his minor league rehab assignment for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Had two hits and five at-bats yesterday, playing the entire game at first base. Today, he is DHing. We'll see what happens after this game, if he stays or goes. One 0 pitch to Gomez is swung through and missed. And he will use his one timeout. Lin in the Complex League, two games, August 3rd and August 8th, one versus the Nationals, one up here against the Mets FCL team. He's The pitch comes inside against the Mets on Monday. 2 2/3, scoreless with three hits, a walk, and a strikeout. FCL Cardinals beat the FCL Mets 5-0. FCL Mets still a four-game lead in their division with 7 games to go. It'll be a big week for those guys. Fastball misses low at 95, and it's 3-1. It's been a steady rotation for Palm Beach most of the season. So adding a guy like Lynn with his ability and high ceiling makes for exciting time. Bryson Motz, Hansel Rincon, Pete Hansen, and basically the top three pitchers in the league as this pitch misses for ball four. No challenge. Gomez draws the walk. Jose Davila had a start this week for Palm Beach. 6 innings, 1 run, no walks, 12 strikeouts, and now you add Lynn to the mix. Here's Jeffrey De Los Santos. He's on a good run for the Mets. Actually, a late addition to the lineup. Swings through a fastball at 93. He's 4-for-9 in his last 2 games with the home run, 2 doubles, and 3 driven in. But Jeffrey De Los Santos, a late addition, as Nick Morabito was a late scratch. Trying to get more information on that for the next game. Breaking ball swung through and missed. It's 0-2. And De Los Santos uses that timeout. Fastball outside at 93. Changeup, perfect pitch, and a strikeout. He's used that well twice now. You get a strikeout. Strikeout, walk, strikeout for the first 3 batters for Lynn this afternoon.
Lynn varying both speeds and location. This one perfectly placed. Another great changeup. And anytime you can drop off about 10 miles an hour between your fastball and your changeup, that is a great, a stark difference. And really keeps the hitters off balance.
First pitch to Lara is a ball low. Well, the first strikeout was against a lefty. He started the, or a righty, he started the changeup off the plate and it came back in. This one started on the plate and left to the left-handed batter. So that's a very useful pitch for him. Lara grounds one deep in the hole, off the glove of the shortstop Harris. Trickles towards the left field line. That'll be a base hit for Lara. Sending Gomez up to second. And that's looking for a two-out rally. Lara keeps the line moving with this infield hit.
This ball hit in nearly the same location, the one that gave Lara trouble back in the top half of the inning. Both of them go down as a base hit. Mets with 2 men on and a chance to score in the bottom of the first.
The inning will continue for the Mets catcher Vincent Perozzo. That deep sack fly yesterday out to the warning track in center field brought the Mets within a run. He fouls this one away. Shooting it up into that jet stream. Center, left. Would be the play here. First and second, 2 outs and a scoreless game in the first. Lynn's 0-1 pitch. Changeup fades outside. Another changeup off the mark. 2 balls and a strike. 20-pitch inning now. 10 balls, 10 strikes. his fastball at 94, fouled back. Evens the count 2-2. Rosso using the timeout. Fastball run up to 96 down the way. Rosso battling. Not expect this to be a long start for Chen-Wei Lin. In his previous two outings for Palm Beach, or rather the FCL team, two innings and two and two-thirds. That's it. Got his pitch count to 22. Rosso fouls away another 95. Fastball, a tick high, full count. Gomez on second, Lara on first. Will be taking off on the next pitch. The payoff, ball four. It's a great at-bat by Peroso. He earned his walk. That loads the bases. Carlos Dominguez, last year's top power threat in the league, will bat. Tarlo, the catcher, out to have a word. So the youngster, Lynn, looks like he has good stuff, but the Mets putting together some quality at-bats this inning, making him work for it. Home plate umpire Shea Graham out to break up this meeting. Big early spot for both Lynn and Carlos Dominguez. Bases loaded, two outs. Mets have only scored first one time in the series, and that was their only win. Dominguez swings and misses at a slider.
Carlos rocking some new footwear today. Both him and his teammate Vincent Peroso with a fresh pair of Nikes.
Change up inside. Look good, play good. The plan.
You got to try, Adam. Come out in style for the people on Sunday.
I always said as a golfer, if I'm not going to play good, I'm at least going to try to look good. Most of the time, it's neither. 1-1. Fouled back. Now Dominguez some work to do. The two-strike count. Looking in that Palm Beach bullpen, I don't see anybody stirring. It's actually a mild surprise. Now they got somebody going. As this inning creeps towards the 30-pitch mark. A 1-2. Dominguez lays off the fastball at 96. One thing that's pretty apparent from up here, John, and we're a long way off, is that that arm speeds up on the fastball. And if we can tell, then you better believe the batter can tell. 2-2 pitch, slider down and away, and it's a full count.
You just described one of the great difficulties of pitching, Adam, is how do I keep my arm in the same slot and the same speed while delivering different pitches? It's something a lot of pitchers struggle with, especially early on.
Big pitch coming here, 3-2, and it's going to be a check swing. Oh, we went around. Instead of ball four, a run, and the bases reloaded, Dominguez can't hold up. Lynn strikes out three in the inning, strands the bases loaded. You be the judge. Was this a swing or not? Oof. Well, Chad Lagana thought so, and that's all that matters. So we will go to the second. No score.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Starting the second inning, Lionel Elias pitching without a lead because of this. Was this a check swing? I mean, that's close. That's so close. Shea Graham, or rather Chad Lagana, rings him up. That was on a 3-2 pitch. Would have been a run. So, you know, Dominguez, that's a pitch in the dirt. He leaves it up to the umpires. He'd rather leave it in your own hands and must live with the result. That might have been the last pitch for Lynn. That was not a strike. Now, Ovias gave up a leadoff hit and then retired three in a row quickly on flyouts. Good to see that he threw a lot of strikes there in the first inning. And he's 1-1 on Sullivan, who had three hits yesterday. Fouls this one back to the screen. Sullivan, the big first baseman from Troy, 13th round pick from the Sun Belt school in Alabama. One-two breaking ball stays high.
Sullivan's just been terrific lately. He's batting over 400 in July.
Whoa, look out. Way up high to the backstop. You say, John, yesterday he's on an 8-game hit streak now?
Yep. Extended it to 8 games. Both he and Kevin Villavicencio in this game each have an 8-game hitting streak.
Payoff pitch from Ovias. And he will have to throw another. So within fouls it back. Fastball grounded out towards Lara. This time he is able to make the scoop. Throws to first and Sullivan is out. 9-game streak will have to wait. So baseball gives Lara another chance to basically make the same play that he could not in the top of the first.
He was ready this time. That ball hit even further out of his range than normal, but he was quick to the ball and quick with the throw. Nice play.
It's about the most the Mets allowed to shift. The pie slice rule and the new minor league rules. Two infielders on each side of second. That worked out in Mets' favor. Joshua Baez, 27th ranked Cardinals prospect, takes a couple of strikes. Breaking ball struck him out on 3 pitches. Bias gets ahead and finishes off Bias. That's his first strikeout of the day.
Just a beautiful sequence here after retiring Sullivan, just to come back and make quick work of a good batter. It's an excellent job.
Letter high slider goes by as in. Here's Tarlow, the catcher, had to squat for those 31 pitches in the bottom of the first. Now takes a called strike. Now, I was reading the Mike Puma's article in the New York Post today, what went wrong for the New York Mets, and a couple of things I gleaned from there. One being Jeremy Hefner, the Mets pitching coach, talking about how he recognized early in the season that the pitching staff might be in trouble because they weren't throwing first pitch strikes and they were not getting strike two before ball two. And look at that's really been the same story for the St. Lucie Mets all season. But Ovias today, you know, getting ahead with first pitch strikes, staying ahead. There's an instance of now he's living in a 1-2 count instead of 2-1. And it's amazing how much better things go when you're pitching, and you can pitch from ahead. 1-2, a check swing. He definitely went around. Tarlow strikes out. Frozo's throwdown completes the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Lionel Ovias. He's retired six straight Cardinals since the first batter singled.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Now, that shot is not live, but we're going to bring you some shots throughout the rest of this season of the beauty shots of Clover Park. That was last night. Fans enjoying the cold beverages at the Corona Beach House, which is closed up shop today. Most of the fans who are with us are in the shade, the best they can find. Chen Wei Lin will give it another go in the second inning. What a first inning. He struck out three. He walked two. Gave up an infield hit. Bases loaded. Two outs. Full count. Got the strikeout on the dirt ball. 31 total pitches. Here's Jose Hernandez, who had two home runs yesterday. And a hit. Single. And he was unfortunately stranded on deck as the tying run to end the game. Does Jose Hernandez have for an encore? Lynn has him 0-2. Check swing, ball in play. This goes out to Sullivan. Play it first. Save! Wow! Well, Lynn slow off the mound. They Sullivan did. Looked for him and then said, uh-oh, better take it myself. Didn't get there in time. That's a hustle base hit for Hernandez and a poor play on the pitcher's part.
Yeah, terrific hustle down to first. But really, no excuse for Lynn. He did not have a chance to make the play. Left Sullivan completely out to dry, who had to try to recover late, but wasn't able to do so.
Now, well, Sullivan didn't exactly bust it over to first base either, so that's on both pitcher and first baseman. That's an easy out. Let's see if the Mets can make the Cardinals pay. Not sure when Sullivan, when he looked at Lynn, and then he saw Lynn wasn't there, he just kind of jogged to first. I'm not sure he was aware how close Hernandez was. Good for Jose. 0-1 pitch is fouled away. Cardinals won last night, but they left a lot to be desired at the end of that game defensively. their shortstop Espinoza, a wayward throw on an easy play, could have ended the game. Joe Barron, right field, took his eye off a ball that would have ended the game. Now an early hiccup here. It's the little things.
Well, we've spoken time and again about the importance of finishing plays. And just give Jose Hernandez a lot of credit for not quitting on the play, hustling it all the way out. And sometimes, you know, Adam, the other team's not paying attention, you have to take advantage.
0-2, pitch fades outside to pause. That seemed to be figuring out that changeup as it goes along. Pause hitting 243 with three home runs, 23 driven in on the season. Hitting his birthday a couple days ago, but will take strike three here at 95. It's a well-placed fastball. Pause was looking for something different. So Chen-Wei Lin has four outs today, all four strikeouts. And it is a live arm. Now here's Kevin Villavicencio looking for the nine-game hit streak. Extended this hit streak to eight yesterday with a home run. His second of the year. Trying for an excellent finish to what has been a long season. He's been a member of the team since day one. Has fought 92 and it's 0-2.
Well, it's been a season of streaks for Villavicencio. He's been up and down with his bat throughout the year. But when he gets hot, he tends to stay hot.
And he batted about 300 in May, then under 200 in June. July somewhere in between, and now August red hot. Hernandez is running. Pitch is flown into right field. Trailing back is Baez. He makes the catch for the second out. Villavicencio retired, and Jose back to first.
Diego Mosquera.
Hit a fly like ball like that to left field. Might wind up with something more exciting. Back to the top and Mosquera, who struck out looking to start the Mets day at the plate. Mets first time through the order against Lynn. Didn't score. They got a couple of hits and a couple of walks in there. It's a talented righty. To first, Hernandez safe. Remember, Hernandez tried to steal earlier. Had to go back on a flyout. Fastball hits the corner, 92. Evens the count 1-1. Something off that fastball at 91. Didn't get it over. Two balls and a strike. Three and one. Fastball rocketed into left center field. That's going to get down and roll. Hernandez flying around the bases. He's going to score. Mosquera aiming for a triple, and he will go back as Harris collects the relay. 1-0 Mets as Diego Mosquera just rips a hit into left center field all the way to the wall. Field hit comes around to score. The Mets on the board first, just the second time in the series.
It's great work by Mosquera to stay down on a fastball that was down. That's his first extra base hit as a St. Lucie Met.
Comes at a good time. Hit with the runner in scoring position. Two outs, always a plus. Back foot breaking ball to Gomez, who takes it for ball one. Let's check the exit velocity on that double by Diego Mosquera. 101. Well, it looked like he hit it harder than that. Came on a fastball that was clocked at 95. Discussion here of Tarlo and shake out his hand. He's okay. Two balls, no strikes. That missed, and Tarlo doesn't think so. He challenges it, and he lost. Our first challenge of the game comes from the Cardinals catcher. A lost challenge. Cardinals have two left the rest of the game. Surprising. A team beat the Mets to the punch. Used to the Mets challenging at least one pitch in the first inning. 3-0. Gomez takes a rip, fouls it off.
Yeah, the Cardinals really conservative with their challenges last night. They didn't challenge a pitch until the seventh inning. Here, this one a little loose by Tarlo, and on 2-0 count, not really the place where I'd take a flyer in the second inning.
Well, Gomez, not surprised to see him swing 3-0. These rehabbers, they'll take their walks, yes, but they do want to swing the bat, run. We'll take this one low for ball four. He's walked twice. So he can check the box of pitch tracking. Jeffrey De Los Santos slated to hit. Inning started with the single. Then Lynn responded by getting a strikeout and a flyout. Looked to be on the verge of getting out of the inning unscathed. But a rip double by Mosquera has put the Mets on the board. A walk has kept the inning going for De Los Santos, who struck out swinging in the first. And then he swings through this fastball at 95. Three walks and four strikeouts for Lynn. He's eating into his pitch count. He's surpassed 50. Still looking for the final out of the second inning. The bullpen's working again for the Cardinals. This pitch inside nearly hits De Los Santos. One fouls it off the end of the bat. De Los Santos, a home run, a two-run shot, gave the Mets some breathing room on Friday night. Had a double as well on Friday, yesterday. In the leadoff spot, another double and an infield hit. Lara on deck. Team's top power hitter. 1-2, and that's another foul. Big cut by De Los Santos with the two-strike pitch. Just didn't get enough. In the dirt, good block by Tarlo. Los Santos, a weak ground ball to Sullivan. This time he does get it off in time to Lynn. Those two make the course correction. But they didn't in the first batter of the inning, Hernandez, and they pay the price as he scores on a double. A lot of pitches for Lynn may be done after two innings. Could have been worse for him, could have been better. Mets have a 1-0 lead going to the third.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undate tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Reminder to chat with us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. The trivia question is going up as we speak. Vero Beach team was affiliated with what MLB team in its final season in the Florida State League in 2008? Your choices are the Rangers, Rays, Braves, or Dodgers. That's the general FSL question. What a sliding stop by Mosquera. It throws to first, and that retires Trey Richardson. Hello, Diego. Nifty play out there at short with the slide down to the knee.
Fresh off coming through with a bat with a big RBI double. Comes through with a great sliding stop there. Diego Mosquera on fire today.
That makes it seven batters in a row retired by Ovias. This pitch is swung through and missed by Trey Page. Remember, the first batter of the game reached on him, just a harmless infield single just off the glove of Lara. So that's it thus far. Now pitching with the lead. I thought he pitched pretty well last Sunday up in Daytona when we were not on Bally Live for all to see. That would have been a game to see. A lot going on that day. But it was two and a third, two hits and a run for Ovias out of the bullpen. He started that series on the Tuesday game, August 1st. He threw a lot of strikes but was very hittable. Eight hits in five innings and six runs. But it was, I think he had enough of falling behind hitters, throwing balls, walking guys. Threw it over the plate. He's done that for the most part here. 2-2 to Page. Breaking ball is fouled back. Page from Reading, Pennsylvania, drafted 17th round out of Delaware State. Two pitch, swung on and missed. Ovias cranks the fastball up to 93. Blows it right by Trey Page for his third strikeout. That completes a very successful first time through the lineup. Finished off the last eight hitters in a row. Back to the top in Kretzmar, the only Cardinal to get a hit. He swings ahead of the changeup for strike one. Breaking ball, grounded out towards second. DeVincenzo, no problem. A 1-2-3 inning, nine straight retired by Lino Ovias. He's on cruise control to start this one. And we go to the home third. That's lead by a run.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ray Dolar will lead off the bottom of the third for the Mets. New pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals. Augusto Calderon, who hits Lara on the elbow guard on the first pitch. Calderon already making his third appearance of the week. It's a guy the Mets have gotten to before. That will not help his cause as Lara can't get out of the way in time. Calderon displeased with that pitch. Calderon has faced the Mets now for the seventh time in relief this season. It's not fared well. 9.72 ERA. And he's had some good outings, some poor ones in between. 8 1/3, 7 hits, 9 runs. He's now hit 3 batters, walked 10, and struck out only 6. 1-0 pitch outside. Last time the Cardinals were in town, they were the home team. The renovation at their ballpark down in Jupiter. And they give up 12 runs on the Sunday. Pitching tired by the end of the week. It's 3-0 on Perozzo. Calderon has come in and not throwing a strike. Perozzo worked a great at walk back in the first. And he will walk again. This one didn't require as much effort. So the first two have reached in the blink of an eye. Final line for Chen Wei Lin, the newcomer for Palm Beach. 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. He threw a whopping 57 pitches in 2 innings. Figured that was going to be it for him. He held on, though, in both innings. Held the Mets for 0-for-2 runners in scoring position. Where the Diego Mosquera RBI double came with the runner at first base. Chance for the Mets to add to the lead with Carlos Dominguez at the plate. He struck out that full count pitch with the bases loaded last time up. He nearly gets hit. Ball 6. A swing and a pop-up. Infield fly rule in effect. Very last second. That was not what Carlos Dominguez wanted to do. Calderon had thrown a strike in the inning. That would have been a strike. He let it go. Jose Hernandez next. He's red hot. Two homers and a single yesterday. He's already singled here today. Oh, that was a hustle single. Takes a ball inside. Fans, a reminder to chat with us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. Already have a couple of questions today. Unknown Gino still wants to know who would win in a cartoon dad fight. Got to be honest with you, didn't put a lot of thought into that one last night. This ball is hit to deep left, and that's going to be caught on the redirect by Levinson. That was knuckling on him. Makes a nice play. Another good swing by Hernandez. Just couldn't get it to fall. Another question is, who would be on our baseball Mount Rushmore? These are good questions. That one is. The cartoon dad, not really. But we appreciate it nonetheless. Probably shouldn't criticize the questions we get.
You're going to get a lot less if you do.
I'm already in hot water about saying there are too many emojis out there. Cartoon dad, maybe Randy Marsh. Remember the South Park episode where he fought the Bat Dad?
That's right.
In the Little League game and won?
I thought this was America, Adam.
Randy. give it to old Randy. He's got integrity. Here's a line drive. Just clears Richardson for a base hit. Lars being waved in. Here's the throw from Baez. Safe at the plate. Two out RBI base knock for Correll Paz. And it's 2-0 Mets.
Great contact by Paz, shooting it into right field. Big time hustle by Alara and a nice angle on the slide just in time before the swipe tag got there.
Mets have scored both of their runs in this game on two out hits. Coming up clutch. Ball just scrapes over the top of Richardson's mitt. Not a bad throw by Baez, but Alara's got good speed. First and second again for Villavicencio, going for the 9-game hit streak. Flew out to right field the first time up. Calderon's pitch nearly hits him. Calderon hit the first batter, walked the second. And like Lynn, last inning on the verge of getting out of it anyways, could not. Let's pay off that hit by pitch. Line shot foul. As far as the who is on our Mount Rushmore of baseball? That's going to take some deep thinking. That might be one we circle back to Tuesday. I don't want to leave anybody off the list.
Great question, though.
It is a great question. And we have to give you the answer the next game. That means it's a really good question. 1-1 pitch is outside. I don't know if you have there's any modern-day players on that list.
None that are currently playing, I'll say that.
There's so many. Baseball's such a legendary game, and you think back to the past a lot with baseball. Here's a flare into shallow right field. Sullivan racing for it. What a great almost catch. A juggling act by Sullivan. Looked like he had it for the moment. And he's not pleased that he did not come away with that.
Yep, an almost catch is what it goes down as. He'll have to settle for a great effort. He really sells out for this and just can't make the squeeze. He almost had it on the second effort as well.
Foul ball.
But fortunately for the Mets, it falls to the dirt.
That ball was deep into the glove. I think just one more squeeze there. Just a tighter squeeze, and he has the out. Without the juggle.
This may be one of those situations where the first baseman shape works against William Sullivan. And it's really unfortunate for him.
Villavicencio stays alive. Next pitch is flown into right center field. Jogging over there and making the play is Baez. So Sullivan will thank his teammate for putting an end to that inning. We go to the fourth. It's 2-0 Mets.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask mom and dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And for the next three innings, we're going to turn the play-by-play over to my broadcast partner, John DeStefano. John, take it away.
Thanks so much, Adam. We pick things up in the top of the fourth. Lionel Elias, a good start already through three innings, allowing just one hit. With that, the Mets enjoy a 2-0 lead, scored one run in each of the last two innings, both on a couple of RBI base hits, and now Dakota Harris stands in to face Ovias. Lionel gets a breaking ball over for a called strike. Now quickly back with another slider that drops in for strike two. Ovias quickly ahead. We talked about the importance of pitching with a good count as he misses there with a third straight slider. Opponents batting 172 on the year against Ovias when they're behind in the count. So he does very well when he gets ahead. This one sharply hit out to Villavicencio. He grabs it and makes the throw to first. A one-hopper out to second base. It was absolutely scorched, but right at Villavicencio. That'll bring Zach Levinson to the plate. First-year man out of Miami. And he has been nothing short of spectacular in his first 16 games. He's gotten a hit in 14 of them. Looks at a called strike from Ovias. Continues to pour it in into the strike zone. 28 strikes against just 10 balls so far. This one nubbed down the line, but it was foul. Looked like it came off Levinson's foot. It'll take a minute to gather himself. -93 degrees on the field right now in Port St. Lucie. A warm summer's day, enjoying a bit of cloud cover at the moment. No rain in the forecast, but should stay dry. Levinson being given all the time he needs to get back into the box after fouling one off his foot. And Ovias working ahead 0-2. Misses outside with a fastball, but check swing on appeal. He went. That's the fifth strikeout of the afternoon for Lionel Ovias.
Number 18, center fielder, Chase.
Take another look. A breaking ball that missed the outside corner, but they say Levinson went around We talked about that tight call earlier in the first inning against Wilfredo Lara and whether that would stay a strike all day long, and it has. Oh, correction, that was Carlos Dominguez with the check swing strikeout. Now Chase Davis, really exciting player. Great with the glove, was the hero on Thursday with that tremendous diving catch in center field to save the game for the Cardinals. One that made the number one play on SportsCenter that night. And one that Davis will keep in his memory banks for all time. Now 0-2 from Ovias. Misses inside with a breaking ball. Davis trying to get something started with two outs. Looks at a pitch outside for ball two. Count even at 2-2. Two outs, top of the fourth. And just getting a piece of it is Davis. Levias tried to slip another breaking ball past him. He has gone to that slider time and again, and he has had it working so far. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss, fouled back to the screen. Davis, another recent addition to the Cardinals roster. Another 2-2 comes inside with ball three. Fastball came in at 93. Davis has worked the count full. Here's the payoff from Ovias. Hit hard on the ground to first, and Gomez unable to make the play. The throw to Ovias is in time as Gomez stayed with it and was able to make the recovery for the third out. So Ovias keeps runners off the base pass for the third straight inning. Mets still lead it by two.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Diego Mosquera leads things off for the Mets in the bottom of the fourth. St. Lucie currently enjoying a 2-1 lead over the, or 2-0 lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Gusto Calderon begins his second inning of work. Misses with a ball high and tight. Now comes back with a changeup that missed outside for ball two. Mosquera, 1-for-1 on the day. A double that scored the game's first run back in the second. made a terrific sliding stop with his glove at short in the third inning. So he's done it both at the plate and with the glove today, and now looks at ball four, and Calderon has issued a four-pitch walk. So he came out of the gates in the third inning and hit Wilfredo Lara to start things. And now here, the first batter in the fourth, he puts on base as well. So Calderon has scuffled at times at Clover Park. Now we'll work with some traffic on the bases as he faces Dariel Gomez. Gomez, of course, the younger brother of manager Gilbert Gomez. We've enjoyed the fraternal connection between the two over the last couple of days. You know, Gilbert, very excited to watch his brother go 3-for-4 yesterday and have a nice game. One of four Mets with a multi-hit game yesterday in the loss. Calderon misses inside with a fastball at 95. The count is 2-1. Small lead for Mosquera away from first. The pitch, outside, ball three. Calderon having some trouble finding the plate. And a timeout taken by Gomez. Larger lead for Mosquera. Calderon sets, winds, and delivers. Inside, ball four. And two straight walks issued to start the inning by Calderon. Will bring Jeffrey De Los Santos to the plate. And not the man you want to face right now. He has been hot these last couple of games. 0-for-2 on the day. But the previous two games, he was 4-for-9 with a home run and two doubles. Now swings at a fastball and fouls that one out of play. Mets trying to salvage a series, one that was locked up last night by the Cardinals, who earned their fourth win. The 0-1 from Calderon is swung on and hit on a line out to left field. That'll get down into the gap. Mosquera comes around and will score. He'll be followed up by Gomez, rounding third. He will score. And De Los Santos all the way into third with a triple. Big time stuff from the Mets center fielder, who wasn't even supposed to be here today. He was a late addition to the Mets lineup, replacing Nick Morabito, and he has given the Mets a four-run lead in the fourth inning. Take another look. It got down and rolled all the way to the wall, and Levinson had to track all the way back to get it, giving both runners time to come around and score, and De Los Santos a chance to make a 270-foot trip to third. Now Wilfredo Lara stands in and looks at a fastball for a called strike. The two walks to start the inning come back to bite Calderon and the Cardinals in a big way. The 0-1 is upstairs for ball two. And Calderon just all over the map at the moment. De Los Santos away from third. The pitch, swing and a drive to right field, but gathering under it is Baez. He'll make the squeeze. De Los Santos will fake the tag, and the throw came in hard and up the line, so good choice by Jeffrey to stay put. I'll bring Vincent Peroso to the plate for his third at-bat of the day. He has drawn two walks in his first two plate appearances. Now looks at a slider outside, ball one. And that has been the common theme of this appearance for Augusto Calderon. He has not been able to get ahead of these batters. The 1-0, big swing and a miss. That was a home run cut from Peroso. Man on third, one out. Peroso trying to extend the Mets' lead. Fastball comes in low for ball two. Now the 2-1. Calderon misses again outside. He's having really difficulty locating that slider. Now finds himself in a 3-1 hole. And another walk will be taken by Vincent Peroso. That's three pre-passes for him today. And these Mets batters more than happy to stand there with their bat on their shoulder if Calderon can't find the plate. But here comes Gary Kendall, and this might be the last action for Augusto Calderon. And it looks like that will do it. A tough inning for Augusto Calderon. He surrenders two runs and three total across his two innings of work. Cardinals will have a new pitcher on the mound when we come back. The Mets now lead it by four.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
We're back at Clover Park. New pitcher on the mound for the Cardinals. It's Hunter Hayes, the 22-year-old right-hander out of Citrus Heights, California. That ball leaked away from Grayson Tarlow, but he was able to recover and keep Jeffrey De Los Santos on third. So Carlos Dominguez stands in. He's 0 for 2 on the day, looking to change the score. Peroso advanced to second on the wild pitch. And now the Mets have men on second and third. Count is 1-1 after that foul ball from Dominguez. Hayes trying to put out a fire and keep this score 4-0 Mets. The 1-1 is high and tight to Dominguez. That one almost clipped him. Carlos, no stranger to the hit-by-pitch this season. We've seen him take a couple of tough ones, including one off the helmet here a couple of weeks ago. The 2-1 from Hayes is swung on and flared out towards center field. It's falling fast, and it will get down in front of Joshua Baez, who can't make the play. Home comes De Los Santos, and Peroso will make his way to third. Dominguez had to stop at first. But a one-out single results in another RBI for Carlos Dominguez and the Mets, who now have a 5-0 lead. That'll bring the red-hot Jose Hernandez to the plate. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Hernandez, very streaky hitter in his own right this season, but has maintained a high on-base percentage throughout, right around 400. Runners at the corners. The 1-0 from Hayes is a called strike, a fastball at 92. Mets having already plated 3 in the inning. Hernandez trying to deal more damage. Flares this one up and out of play. Hayes now ahead in the count. 1-2. See the numbers there on Hernandez. Hasn't hit for a high average, but has managed to get on base 4 out of 10 times. He swings through a fastball there for the strikeout. Good looking pitch from Hayes. That'll bring Karell Paz to the plate. Also 1-for-2 on the day. Looks at a ball. 1. Now Hayes misses with a fastball outside, ball 2. Paz, pretty streaky hitter in his own right, has done well lately, has risen his average up to 248 on the year. Fouls that one back to the screen. There's such a backlog of talent when Paz arrives. He had to struggle for playing time. Now with a couple of promotions, much closer to an everyday player. The 2-1 is swung on and fouled back. And with the count even at 2-2, Paz will take his timeout. Two-two the count, runners at the corners, two outs, bottom of the fourth. Hayes set to deliver. Delivers a fastball down the pipe that Paz puts back to the screen once again. That's a couple of times Hayes has gone to the fastball. Paz has it timed up well. We'll see if he opts for something off speed here. Another 2-2. Breaking ball just outside. Steely nerves from Paz to take that pitch that was close to the outside corner. Now, the payoff pitch. swing and a high fly ball past third base. Ranging over for it is Page, and he'll make the play. So a tough inning for Cardinals pitching. Great one for the Mets. They score three and now lead it 5-0 as we go to the top of the fifth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest.
Top of the fifth at Clover Park. Lionel Elvias still on the mound for St. Lucie. And why not? He has had a terrific start so far. He's gone four strong, allowing just one hit with four strikeouts. William Sullivan at the plate, trying to extend his eight-game hitting streak. He's 0-for-1 so far today. The 0-2 misses low, ball one. Now the 1-2 is outside for ball two. But once again, Lionel Elvias out in front of nearly every batter he's faced. Called strike three on the inside corner, and that will be challenged. And that will be a loss for Sullivan as he goes down on strikes. Take another look. Fastball on the inside corner. Beautiful pitch. And Elvias stays red hot. That's his fifth strikeout. Joshua Baez is now at the dish. Plenty of power in this young man. Seven home runs on the season. Hits one on the ground, out towards short. Gloved by Mascara. Good throw to first is in time. Another fine play by the young shortstop. We've seen him make some good quality defensive stops this afternoon. And he was responsible for plating the game's first run with an RBI one-out double. Grayson Tarlo will dig in. And once again, Elvias hits the corner for called strike one. Now misses with a slider outside. Elvias looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Something he did back in the second, third, and fourth. So it hasn't allowed a base runner since the first inning. That was the very first batter, Cade Kretschmar. Swing and a miss, strike two. Elias just dealing right now. Tarlo will take his time out. Two outs. The pitch is low and away for ball three. And this is the first time Elias has been in danger of walking anyone all day. Payoff pitch is swung on and laced into center field. That'll get down for a base hit. A two-out single by Grayson Tarlo. And a good at-bat after falling behind 0-2. He looked at three straight balls and then took the next pitch in the zone back up into center field for a base hit. I'll bring Trey Richardson up, and he looks at a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball came in at 89. The 0-1 is hit through the hole, and another base hit. Back-to-back two-out singles for the Cardinals, and they might have something doing here in the top of the fifth. The man on first and second. After retiring the first two batters very quickly, Elias surrenders a couple of base hits in a row, and that'll bring Trey Page to the plate. This time, Elias misses outside, but a challenge at the plate by Perozzo, and it will stay a ball. First challenge for the Mets ends in a loss. We have two remaining. The 1-0, big cut, foul tip into the mitt. Page off to a slow start in his young season, batting just 180 on the year. Looks at a pitch that must have been high. One clearly covering the plate, and just did miss the top of the zone. Now the 2-1 from Elias. Another big swing and a miss out of Page. And count now even at 2-2 as Page takes his time out. Cardinals in an unfamiliar hole against these Mets. Been in control of this series all week. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Elias pulls the string and gets his sixth strikeout of the afternoon to retire the side and strand two. The Mets maintain a 5-0 lead as we go to bottom five.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Clover Park. a beautiful Sunday afternoon in South Florida. Sunny here at the moment, but rain clouds visible off in the distance. We hope that doesn't slow down our proceedings here any. Gotten lucky the past couple of days. Clear skies, good weather, and some great baseball here. Of course, the Mets would like to be playing better baseball at the moment as they fight their way through a very tough season, one that you had to figure might be in the cards for them as they promoted just a ton of players last year, one that ended in a 2022 Florida State League championship. Mets' hottest batter at the moment, Kevin Villavicencio, stands in. He fouls off a 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Hunter Hayes. And now 0-2, Kevin will take his time out. So often you see batters will take a timeout on two strikes, and so often you will see them do it with different intentions. And Villavicencio takes a fastball, rips it up into center field, and he has a 9-game hitting streak. Number 15, Diego Mosquera. 0-2 fastball, covered too much of the plate. Villavicencio says, hey, I know what to do with that one. Deposits it into center field, and now Diego Mosquera will come to the plate. Mosquera looking to improve on his already solid day. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. The 1-0 from Hayes is high and inside, ball two. Villavicencio away from first. Long hold for Hayes. Now the pitch. That one sprayed foul down the right side. Hayes with a glance over to first. Comes set and delivers. And misses with a slider outside for ball three. Now the 3-1 is fouled back. And that'll bring the count full. Mosquera takes his timeout. What came over me there? Mosquera looks nothing like the Mets catcher. A quick check over the first. Villavicencio back in time. It's Hayes' first disengagement. Something tells me that will be the only one he needs. Payoff pitch, called strike three, right down the pipe. Mosquera knew it. And the only one he can be disappointed with is himself for keeping the bat on his shoulder there. That's a pitch you have to swing at. Take another look. Nothing wrong with that fastball. Middle. Mosquera fooled and down on strikes. Dariel Gomez for his fourth at bat. Looks a pitch high and away, ball one. Gomez, with three plate appearances today, has drawn three walks. Both he and Vincent Peroso on the same track. And now with a 1-1 count, Gomez will take his timeout. Infielders or outfielders pretty deep. Infielders normal depth. And this one hit hard out to right, but Baez is right there for the catch. Cardinals research pays off there. Is that one just too easy for Josh Baez? Now Jeffrey De Los Santos comes to the plate. 1-for-3 on the day with a pair of runs driven in. Also scored a run back in the fourth inning. Hayes with a quick glance at first, now delivers the 0-1 and drops in a slider for called strike two. So, and after an inning where the Mets scored three, Hayes trying to get out with no damage, misses the plate with ball one. De Los Santos, maybe sensing something, quickly calls timeout. And you have to wonder how often these timeouts are gamesmanship and how often these timeouts are just needed moments for the batter. 1-2, and this one is hit and drilled out to right field. Going back for it is Baez, and he's got it on the track. A long fly ball results in a long out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. The Mets strand one. The score is still 5-0.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
And back we are at Clover Park. 5-0 lead for the St. Lucie Mets over the Palm Beach Cardinals, who have been unable to score against the hard-throwing Lionel Ovias. He's had a terrific outing, allowing just 3 hits so far. Top of the order for Palm Beach, Cade Kretschmar stands in. 1-for-2 on the day, and until last inning, had the Cardinals only hit. The 1-0 from Ovias is low and inside, ball two. So Ovias trying to turn this into one of the longest Mets starts of the season. They've seen a couple of pitchers go 6 innings so far this year. In fact, Felipe De La Cruz had a start where he finished 7 strong innings. And Ovias with a very rare 4-pitch walk. And And that's his first walk issued today. About the only time you could say Ovias pitched a bad at bat. He's been otherwise electric. As he fires in a called strike to Dakota Harris. Now the 0-1 is hit in the air towards center field. Going back for it is Villavicencio, now called off at the last moment by Carlos Dominguez, who makes the play. And that one hit deep enough. You have to figure this ball belongs to an outfielder. Dominguez taking charge at the end and securing the catch. Now Zach Levinson at the plate. Came in with a hot bat, 0-2 on the day. Give Ovias a ton of credit for keeping a good Cardinals lineup at bay. He's been up to the task all afternoon. The 0-1 swung, and a hard line drive will get fouled. Never see Levinson get cheated on any of these swings. Continues to swing hard. And that bat quick to the zone. The 0-2, swinging a drive out to left. Will the park hold it? No. Levinson goes yard for a two-run shot to open the scoring for the Cardinals, and they've cut the Mets' lead to 5-2. Talked about his hot bat coming in. He came in with a hitting spree over the last 16 games. He had reached base safely in 14 of them. And now with his first hit today, a towering shot into left field. And that will induce a conference from Gilbert Gomez, who normally doesn't make appearances unless he wants to make a change. And that's exactly what he's going to do. He had Lionel Ovias on a short string this inning. And if he got into trouble, looks like he was going to take him out. Following the home run, Ovias upset with himself, but he shouldn't be. He still had a terrific outing otherwise. But with a 5-2 lead, the Mets will bring in a new pitcher when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We We're back at Clover Park. New pitcher for the Mets, it's Ramon Henriquez, the 24-year-old right-hander out of Valle Victoria in the Dominican. He'll face Chase Davis. And with a 1-0 count, delivers low for ball two. Henriquez added as an undrafted free agent this season to the St. Lucie Mets squad. And Davis puts one in the air towards center field. And coming on to make the play is Jeffrey De Los Santos. Two down now with William Sullivan coming to the plate. After Villavicencio extended his hitting streak to 9 in the bottom of last inning, Sullivan looking to do the same here. He looks at a called strike, a slider at 85. Sullivan swinging a terrific bat all season. Good OPS numbers, high average, but has yet to hit his first home run. The 1-1 is high and away for ball two. So Henriquez comes in with a clean slate and asked to keep it that way. The 2-1 misses inside, fastball at 93. Now Henriquez working from behind. Sullivan not a batter you want to make a mistake to. And he stays away, misses outside, ball four. Henriquez loses the second batter he faces. Now we'll have to deal with Joshua Baez. Baez, a much more accomplished power hitter. He's the Cardinals' number 22 ranked prospect. Henriquez comes set. Delivers the 1-0, high and inside, ball two. So you ask your relievers to come in and throw strikes. Henriquez has not done that so far. 8 balls, just 2 strikes. And now comes inside. This one looks like it hit the nub of the bat, and that will be a foul ball. We've seen that what feels like almost too many times at Clover Park. Batters facing an inside pitch can't get the bat out of the way in time. The 2-1. Hit way high, and that will get back out of the stadium. Baez will take a timeout. Two to the count, two outs, 5-2 ball game in the top of the sixth. Henriquez looking to get out of it. The 2-2 called strike three on the outside corner. Henriquez pulls the string and gets the Mets out of the inning, but not before Zach Levinson goes deep into left field for a two-run shot and makes this a 5-2 ball game.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Well, Fredo Lara leads things off for the Mets as we begin the bottom of the sixth. He'll face Hunter Hayes, still out there doing the work for Palm Beach. Lara has proven to be the Mets' best power option this season. Went quiet in July, hit just one home run, but got back into the swing of things last week as he hit number 11. Looks at a ball low. Count is 2-0. He's working quickly and gets a called strike. Fastball at 93. And Lara will take a timeout. See a lot more frequent timeouts in the hot weather. Temperature has climbed to 95 now with the sun out. The 2-1 is inside ball three. That rainstorm out to the north that was threatening has moved on. And there is nothing in the area that would threaten the completion of this game in a good amount of time. So the weather gods grant us a reprieve today. Payoff from Hayes. Is swung on and a drive out to left field. Going back for it is Levinson. Still going back, and he will watch it sail over the wall. Wilfredo Lara has hit his 12th home run of the season. He has ended his drought in a big way. Two home runs in the past 2 weeks. Wilfredo Lara back into the swing of things. The Mets lead it 6-2. And now Vincent Perozzo gets one through the hole for a base hit. Back-to-back hits for the Mets. And just when you thought the Cardinals might be working themselves back into this game, Wilfredo Lara extends the lead. And now with a man on first, the Mets have something doing again. Carlos Dominguez at the plate as Hayes tries to settle back in. Dominguez 1-for-3 on the day. hits one hard on the ground to short. Should be two. The turn at second by Richardson. The throw is in time. Double play. This one, tailor-made double play ball hit back up towards the middle. A good job by the Cardinals' middle infield to get the twin killing. That'll bring Jose Hernandez back to the plate. He's had himself a nice day, 1-for-3, and scored a run. Hayes misses with ball one. So Mets trying to make the most of the game they have led since the second inning. On a 1-1 count, Hernandez asked for timeout, but was not granted, so Hayes set to deliver, comes inside, misses with ball two. Might be the first time I've seen a timeout request not granted. The 2-1 drops in for called strike two, a slider at 80. Hayes trying to limit the damage to just one run. The 2-2 swung on and hit on the ground to third, but that's a foul. That one looked like it stung Hernandez a bit. Shaking both hands out, trying to get some feeling back in those fingers. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Hernandez goes down on strikes, and that will end the inning for the Mets, but not before Wilfredo Lara, with his 12th home run of the season, extends the lead to 6-2.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald back here at Clover Park. Thank you so much, John, for your play-by-play in the middle three innings. I watched down in my office watching on the TV just like everybody else. Seemed like you had a good time. Interesting few innings there. Run scored by the Mets, couple by the Cardinals. Mets have a 6-2 lead. We have rain to our west and north. It's stayed away from the moment. We have taken down a couple of our cameras to protect them from the rain. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast nonetheless. Woo! Ball sails from Henriquez way over the head of Tarlow. Ramon Henriquez gets a clean slate here. Got the final two outs of the sixth inning. Didn't throw a lot of strikes until the end. Looking for strike throwing here. Narrow stance for Tarlow as he takes a strike. Tarlo in his last at-bat singled, and that snapped a 14-batter streak of retired hitters by Lionel Ovias. Started from the second batter he faced in the game all the way through Tarlo. Ovias, 5 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Very encouraging start for Lionel. He threw 79 pitches, 55 strikes. Ground ball out to the shortstop, Mosquera. Picks it clean, sets and throws, and retires Tarlo for the first out of the seventh.
Clean is exactly how I would describe Diego Mosquera today. He has been excellent in the field.
Good play, confidence-building play. Now Richardson singled back in the fifth inning. First pitch, line drive, foul. Mets got off to an early lead, scoring runs in the second and the third. They put up 3 in the fourth, could have had more. Settled for the 5-0 lead. Levinson, a 2-run homer in the top of the sixth. Got the Cardinals on the board. Alfredo Lara, 12th home run of the season. Expanded the lead back to 4. We will see if Mets bullpen can hold it the rest of the way. And if the weather will hold the rest of the way as well. Richardson uses the timeout, now back in, ahead of the 0-2. And he goes too far, strikes out swinging on the dirt ball. 2 up, 2 down for Henriquez.
This is a good choice by Henriquez. Throwing garbage, taking advantage of an over-eager Trey Richardson. No one could have hit that ball.
0-2 slider in the dirt. Does the trick. Here's Page. He has struck out twice, both those times against Ovias, and he takes ball one inside. Pitch is lobbed foul. Breaking ball, strike 2. Balls, 2 strikes. Two fastball. He blew it right by him. Dominant inning for Henriquez. Retires the side in order with 2 strikeouts. An inning and 2/3, scoreless and hitless for Henriquez behind Ovias. It's stretch time at Clover Park. Mets lead 6-2.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hot and sunny here at Clover Park as we come towards the end of the six-game series and the end of the first half of this 12-game homestand for the Mets. Hunter Hayes will continue to pitch. He's done well in the relief. This one up high looked like he almost took a stumble. Pause today, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Ground ball heading up the middle, but Richardson beats it there. Play at first is very close and save. Pearl Paza hustle single. Richardson not quick enough. He's 2-for-4. That's the second hustle infield hit the Mets have had on routine plays today. Richardson, he took that set motion. Took too long. Oh, there he is, Kenny. Kenny is not happy with me. He is not happy, John, that I abandoned you in the middle three innings. He called me. He found me in my office. He said, I need to be up here sweating it out with everybody else. And
Kenny, yeah, always looking out for me. Yeah, thanks, Kenny.
We have the big golf match tomorrow, and he is ready to bury me, but I'm ready to do the same. Not happy with me. He was very upset that, we had that late change. As Villavicencio grounds one, nice pick at third base by Page. The throw to second in time, good dig at first. That is a well-turned double play by the Cardinals. Page, Richardson, Sullivan, all three had a hand in it. Back-to-back innings with double plays induced by Hayes.
I really like that turn at second by Richardson. Page was forced to make an awkward throw. It was offline. Richardson did really well with it. Speaking of Kenny.
So, yeah, he was very upset with me because I do the lineup sheets before the game, and I turn him into the press box and everybody who needs them. And of course, I had Nick Morabito in the lineup. And I did it at 9 o'clock this morning, and I didn't find out till 11:58 that the Mets had taken Morabito out and put Jeffrey De Los Santos in. We're 2 minutes from airtime. Kenny wanted me to go all the way downstairs to my office, redo the whole thing, and distribute them all back out when we were about 1:30 from going on the air. Like he doesn't live in what I call planet Earth.
Do you want you to get you a cup of coffee as well? I mean, what else did he want?
This is going to get back to him, by the way. He's going to threaten to call my bosses for making fun of him. But he's leaving soon to his beloved Saratoga in New York. And then we're going to lose a big entertainment piece here in Clover Park. And a very good employee as well. Here's a ground ball comebacker by Mascara. That's a quick inning turned in by Hayes thanks to the double play. We're through 7. Mets lead by 4.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day.
It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. There's Kenny again on patrol. It's time now to answer today's Bally Live trivia question. Vero Beach was affiliated with what team in its final season, 08? Be the Rays. Vero Beach Double Rays. We try to make relevant questions, and one of the reasons that's relevant is because the Vero Beach team used to be a travel partner for the St. Lucie Mets, just 30 minutes up the road. Of course, now one of the Mets' key travel partners is the Palm Beach Cardinals. Here's a number by Kretzmar. He's going to beat the shift. And that's his second hit of the day, second one on the infield. That's how the eighth inning begins. And Kretzmar in that top spot now that Juan Vincho is injured. It's a real shame what happened to Cho yesterday with the awkward landing on first base on the side of the bag, the outside corner of the bag, and rolled his ankle. Dakota Harris is 0-4-3. And he grounds one back off the side of the mound. This will be a tough play, but it's made by Vivasencio. Not the only out he could. Kretzmar up to second base on the Harris ground out. Harris drops to 0-4 from the two-hole.
Well, you know, Adam, anytime there's a tough play, who are you going to call? Kevin Villavicencio on the spot once again. Nice play.
Well, the Mets a four-run lead. Eighth inning, it's all about now getting as many outs as you can, making sure that you get the guaranteed outs. There's Levinson, the only source of offense today for the Cardinals. He hit the two-run homer back in the sixth inning. Make it a 5-2 game at the time. And the big three-run homer early in the game on Tuesday as part of a 15-4 win for the Cardinals. 1-0 pitch, good breaking ball. Henriquez had some trouble early finding the strike zone, but as this outing has progressed for him, he's throwing more and more strikes. Fastball blew it right by him at 92. 1-2. To pitches fouled back. Now back to the travel partner part of the Florida State League. It's a 10-team league. All the teams are, you know, within drivable distance. Nobody's taking a plane. The longest trip in the league is Fort Myers to Daytona. That's about 4.5. Longest trip for the Mets is Dunedin. That's about 3.5. So really it's a easy league to get around in. 1-2 pitches outside. And the Mets, and they play upwards of 27 games per season in Jupiter against the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. So it's really easy travel for St. Lucie. It's even easier for some of the teams in the West Division. 2-2 pitch is flown into right field by Levinson. Dominguez is there. He will make the catch. No tag from Kretzmar. Two down. Easy play for Carlos, and everybody knows about his arm. It's a cannon. Not going to risk making it out at third base, down by four. But with the way the divisions are now, Mets in a four-team division with Palm Beach, Jupiter, and Daytona.
In the Palm Beach
Mets
bullpen.
travel partner basically on a yearly basis going forward is Daytona, which is 2 hours and a half and an overnight trip. This pitch is a ball inside. I mean, Palm Beach and Jupiter are always going to be linked as travel partners since they play in the same stadium. Pitch outside 2-0. Davis 0 for 3 today, but in a 3-0 count. Flew out on a 2-0 pitch last time up against Enriquez. This pitch, no good. It's low. Ball 4. That will bring up William Sullivan. Quiet day today with the ground out and the strikeout, but did have 3 hits yesterday. Is trying to get this game to the home eighth inning with a 4-run lead. Sullivan looking for a big swing to get the Cardinals right back into it late in the game. And he will take a pitch to the backstop. That's a wild pitch. Kretzmar to third. Davis up to second. All of a sudden, just a single would likely make it a 2-run game.
Enriquez has pitched himself into a spot and now needs to find a way to pitch himself out. Does have 2 outs.
1-0 pitch is fouled away. This is somewhat reminiscent of last night in the eighth inning. Mets, though, were down a couple of runs. Second and third 2-out situation. Couldn't get out of the inning before giving up 3. That busted the game open. Today it's the reversal, trying to keep the Cardinals at bay. 1-1, good pitch, foul tipped, nice slider.
Late timeout there by Sullivan. One of those gamesmanship timeouts right before the pitcher is ready.
Now a conference.
Yeah, it looked like Enriquez and Peroso not on the same page. So instead of cycling through the signs, better idea to talk about it. This is an important spot for the Mets.
Getting word now that JoJo Rodriguez is loosening in the Mets bullpen. There's further trouble here from Enriquez. JoJo might be called upon. Mets would rather just save him for the ninth in an on-save spot. 1-2 pitch coming to Sullivan. Would be another slider. Fastball missed inside. Check swing on appeal didn't go. He gassed that up to 95. Is trying to empty the tank here, knowing he's at the end. Two pitch. Check swing. He definitely went too far that time. Throw down to first is high but complete. And the inning is over. Sullivan, a check swing in the dirt, went too far. Enriquez puts up a goose egg in the eighth inning, strands a pair in scoring position. Good block, too, by Peroso. And that will ensure the Mets taking at least a 4-run lead to the ninth. They'll look for insurance when we come back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There are the brothers enjoying a weekend together. Gilbert, the manager, Daryl, the rehabbing first baseman. Today he is the DH. He's walked three times, flown out once as this ball is fouled away, going wire to wire as the DH. The wind has picked up, and it's blowing a different direction than it was earlier in the game. It's blowing straight out to right. Cameraman Josh will have that for you in a moment. Oh, Gomez might ride the wind. And he does. Is it fair? Is it fair? Yes! Bye-bye baseball. Dario Gomez has himself a home run on this rehab assignment. Way out. The only question was fair or foul. It's fair. Here's the high five from the brothers. 7-2 Mets.
Now you love to see it, Adam. It's been a really tough series for the Mets, but plenty of bright spots. Another one right there. And, man, isn't that cool? The high five with Gilbert on his way home. Just terrific stuff today from Gilbert Gomez. He's had a nice couple of games. He's been on base a lot.
Three walks plus the home run. Sometimes those rehabbers come in and they are tinkering with their game, trying to get their timing back. They don't really produce. He has. Three walks and three hits in two games. Let's see. Baez there pointing foul, but no, that was fair ball. Let's see if we can't get the distance on that. Well, he rode the wind for sure. Which is inside. Exit velocity 99 miles per hour. Get the launch angle on this. 44 degrees. And I think we have some issues with the distance. It says 319 feet. That can't be. That thing had to go probably, I'm guessing, 380-ish, 370-ish. De Los Santos continues to have a good game and a good week. Two-run triple today, plus that walk. He just missed a home run last time up to deep right. If he hit the ball, if the wind was doing what it is now, that inning, he would have had a home run. Fredo Lara fouls one away. Fredo, all of a sudden, a couple of home runs this week. That's good to see after he went a month without one as the team leader. He's up to 12. I mentioned we have a new pitcher in the mound. It's Tyler Bratt, his second appearance of the week, taking over for Hayes. Bratt pitched in the opener inning and two-thirds to finish off the 15-4 victory. In the dirt, two balls and a strike. Wind blowing out to right. The wind blowing the center field camera around. There's clouds rolling in overhead. See some rain out to the west. Going to be a race to the finish, it would appear. De Los Santos is safe. We are official. One pitch is flown out. In the dirt, Tarlo trying to save these as best he can. Line drive, one hop right to the shortstop, Harris. Hands it off to Richardson, throw to first. That is three consecutive innings with the Cardinals turning a double play. Hard hit right on a one hop out to Harris. 6-4-3.
You really can't do it any better than this. Smooth and sure. And Richardson almost looks relaxed.
That erases De Los Santos, two outs, and Perozzo is up. He's not been retired. Three walks and a single. He takes ball, strike one. Time called. A pitch clock violation on Bratt. Automatic ball one. One, two pitches. A big ground ball. That's a fair ball, apparently. Rosso doesn't think so. Hand on his hip. Thought that was foul. Close. Right over the bag. Sullivan takes it himself, and the inning is over. Mets do get the insurance run as Dariel Gomez rides the wind for his first home run on a rehab assignment. Mets have a five-run lead going to the ninth.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And Jonte Stefano could be the last half inning of the week for the Mets and the Cardinals. Mets sure hope so. Up 7-2. They won on Friday night 6-3. It was a very uneventful eighth and ninth inning. We talked about it after that game. The Mets haven't had a lot of wins like that where they just get an early lead, get really good pitching, add to the lead, and kind of coast. Today could be one of those days. Mets out to an early lead, got it up to 5-0. Levens hit a two-run homer, but nothing after. Mets have gotten a couple of home runs post that Levenson homer. Now turn it over to JoJo Rodriguez in a non-safe situation. JoJo having a very good month of August. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. In his last 2 appearances. He'll face Baez, Tarlo, and Richardson, the 6-7-8 hitters. Mets can't split the series, but they can win on the final day here and feel good going into the off day before they are back here again next week to face the other Jupiter team in the Hammerheads. First pitch from Rodriguez is a check swing foul. Next pitch missed low and a challenge by the Mets. I don't think they've used a challenge today, have they? It's a strike.
They did use one challenge earlier. It was lost. They still have two.
All right. You can't take them with you to the next game. So if you feel it's close, probably worth the risk. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Baez strikes out. JoJo enters in the ninth inning and strikes out the first batter he faces. 2 to go.
Great success against Baez today. They kept him 0-for-4. It's not an easy task against a very good bat.
0-for-4, 3 strikeouts. Here's Tarlo, who's 1-for-3. Should mention that Jupiter beat Daytona not too long ago, 5-3. So if Palm Beach loses this game, they are back to a first-place tie with the Hammerheads, although they would be, I believe, a percentage point better. And that is the first tiebreaker. Pitch low. Of course, coming out of the All-Star break, that three-game series everybody played, Palm Beach and Daytona were playing each other and had 2 games canceled, and they don't play again, oddly enough. As this ball is hit deep left field, if it's fair, it's trouble, and that is going to be off the wall. It scraped the wall, and Tarlo will dig for 2, and he's in with a double. And off the bat, it looked like it had the trajectory to get out, just kind of died out there, cutting the wind cutting across. Nearly misses a home run, just kind of scrapes down in front of the Mets' bullpen. That's a foot or two away.
And that was the hardest hit ball we've seen since back in the sixth inning when Zach Levenson went deep.
Well, the wind looked like that, but the other direction at the start of the game. That certainly would have been a home run first half of the game. Today, cutting across, that might have knocked it down just enough. Richardson at the dish. He's 1-for-3. And he takes a fastball at 92 miles per hour. A Anyway, so yeah, Jupiter and, or rather, Palm Beach and Daytona with two canceled games. So they're not going to have the same exact winning percentage as everybody else. At least not right now, as this ball is fouled away. They are two games less than the Mets and the Hammerheads. So when you start getting those tiebreak scenarios, it's not how many games back you are, it's actually winning percentage. So Palm Beach goes on and loses this game. You look in the standings, you'll see Palm Beach and Jupiter tied. Games back, but it will actually be Palm Beach narrowly ahead in the winning percentage. And, of course, we still have 4 weeks to go, so there's opportunity for other canceled games. Ground ball out to Lara, and it squeaks by him and by Mosquera. So the two could not combine to get that ball. It's a base hit for Richardson. He's 2-for-4, and that will send Tarlo to third. Tough break for Rodriguez. This ball not hit hard, but just in the perfect spot.
Not an easy play for Lara. Looked like it made its way right under his glove. He just couldn't get it down in time. Tough play ranging over to the left, and it would have been really difficult to get the man at first. Richardson can fly.
Trey Page is up. He's 0-for-3, three strikeouts, trying to avoid the golden sombrero and also keep the line moving. So tying run gets closer to coming to the plate in the hole right now. Again, with that wind blowing out to right field, I mean, routine fly balls into right could wind up over the wall. 1-1 pitch is inside, or 1-0 pitch is inside, 2-0. This is almost reminiscent of a game the Mets played back in April at Clearwater. The Mets were down big in the top of the ninth. They came to the plate. The wind was howling out to right field. And all of a sudden, the Mets started peppering the ball out in that direction. And Clearwater was able to hang on just in time. One pitch is hit high in the sky to right center. Two Mets are there, and it's caught by Rodriguez. Here comes Tarlo to the plate. He will score to make it 7-3. A sac fly for Page, but it is out number two in the ninth. Mets will gladly trade that run for that out.
Looks like there might have been some miscommunication there in right field. Dominguez ended up taking charge of the situation, but you see a lot of after talk between him and Jeffrey De Los Santos. Looked like De Los Santos thought that ball was his.
Usually deferred to the center fielder. There's a breaking ball outside to Kretzmar. It's had a good day from the top spot, taking over that spot from the injured Juan Bincho. He's been on 3 out of 4 times with 2 infield hits and a walk. Rodriguez an out away from putting an end to this game and series. Now a couple of strikes away. Struck out the first man. Wall scraping double to the second hitter. Richardson singled. Page sac fly. Cardinals first run non-homer today. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball deep in the hole. Lara knocks it down, gets up, throws with no glove. Safe. Lara so close, even without the mitt, gets the throw away. It's a base hit for Kretzmar, his third infield hit of the game. Lara's been so close to getting him out 3 times. Boy, what an effort by Wilfredo. Close play at first. That close to ending the game. Instead, we play on for Dakota Harris. Richardson went to second on the grounder. He went to third as the bag was vacated. And the tying run has now moved on deck, and that's Levinson, who already has a home run today. Breaking ball, missed inside, ball one. Harris 0-for-4. There's Levinson. Home run today, home run on Tuesday. Love to get a chance to bat. And that's the tying run. Two outs in the ninth. Fly ball, right field, long run for Dominguez. It's foul, and it gets over the net for strike one. Cardinals enter the inning down by five. They've gotten three hits and a run across. Rodriguez, the 1-1. Breaking ball swung and missed. Slider disappears, and now the Mets are a strike away from a Sunday win. Sundays have been tough on this team. Their last Sunday win against Palm Beach here at Clover Park. Trying to repeat that right here. Breaking ball low. Good take by Harris. 2-2. Well, the rain, there you see it. It's minutes away. Two-two pitch. Broken back, ground ball. Lara charging. He gloves. He throws. And he gets the out. Ball game over. Mets win. 7-3. They beat the Cardinals, and they beat the oncoming rain. Broken back, ground ball. Finishes off Harris, and the Mets can exhale. They beat the Cardinals by four on this Sunday to salvage what they could from this series. They ended up winning two of the last three. Friday night, 6-3, and this Sunday afternoon, 7-3. They built an early 5-0 lead, got a couple of key home runs late from Lara and Gomez to pad the lead. Not a lot of hard contact there in the ninth inning. Cardinals put a scare into the Mets, but Rodriguez slams the door shut. Mets improved their record to 37-70 through 107 games. They are now 13-29 in the second half. Palm Beach drops to 19-21 in the second half, 56-49 overall. They will stay percentage points ahead of their Roger Dean teammates. The Jupiter Hammerheads. Winning pitcher today, Lionel Elias. He sure did earn it. Just a one home run, a two run shot in 5 1/3 innings. Henriquez gets the hold. Rodriguez, no save, but always good to be the last one to finish on the mound. Losing pitcher is Chen Wei Lin in his Florida State League debut. Good stuff from the St. Lucie Mets on this Sunday. We'll wrap it all up next on the postgame show.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs. Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. As you see behind the stadium, it is dark and stormy. That should be arriving imminently here at Clover Park. But good news is the ball game is in the books, as Howie Rose would say. Mets win this one in 2 hours and 40 minutes. They picked a good time to play a shorter game than normal. As we roll through the highlight package, Chen way Lynn survived the first inning with that strikeout on a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded. But the Mets would get to him with two outs in the second. This is Diego Mosquera lacing a ball 100 miles an hour into the left center field alleyway. That brings home Hernandez all the way from first. And the Mets had a 1-0 lead. This would be the final inning pitched by Lynn. Mets got to Calderon, who walked forward in strike out a batter as they got a run in the second. Correll pause. The base hit brings home Lara with two outs for a 2-0 lead. Jeffrey De Los Santos laces this ball into left center field. He's going to hustle all the way to third base with a two-run triple as the Mets go up 4-0. That was in the fourth inning. De Los Santos would end up scoring on this Dominguez fly ball with one out. Baez can't make the catch. Makes it 5-0 Mets. Only one run on that hit and would not score again in the inning. But that's all right because Ovias was really good. This is basically the one mistake he made, a two-run home run hit by Levinson. At one point in time, Ovias retired 14 consecutive batters. Lara unloads to deep left center field. Bye-bye baseball for home run number 12 for him to lead the St. Lucie Mets. Dominguez later in the inning would hit into a double play. The Cardinals, oddly, returned three double plays in their final three innings defensively. Dario Gomez, Gilbert's younger brother, a towering fly to deep right field. The wind was howling out there. The only question was, would it stay fair foul? Baez points foul. Umpires say fair. That made it 7-2. Here's Lara hitting a ball hard, but another double play. Just some tough luck by the Mets as they scalded some balls right to infielders with runners on first. Game getting tight late. Here's a shattered bat. Lara, who was beaten a few times on some tough ground balls, makes this play to end the game, and he does so in the nick of time. Well, John, that was a well-executed game by the Mets. They got a good start from Ovias. They got some runs early. The bullpen was good. They've now done this two of the last three games.
Yeah, and when you get a top-to-bottom complete performance like that, you tend to win a lot of ball games. Give the Mets hitters a lot of credit. There were four extra base hits today, a couple of home runs. Diego Mosquera was great at bat and in the field, and Kevin Villavicencio extended his hitting streak to 9 games. So, you know, a really sound, complete performance. The pitching was good. The hitting was good. The Mets get out with the win, and they're able to salvage the series. Now, coming back out next week, they have 6 more games at home. Just try and continue that momentum and try and stay hot and get out of the year on a high note.
Yeah, Mets have a six-game series losing streak. They have not won a series or split a 6-game series yet this half, but you feel like they built some momentum these last 3 games. Even though they didn't win last night, they still scored 7 runs on 13 hits. 13 hits matched their season high. So team trending in the right direction. They'll play a Jupiter team, which has been hot and cold in the second half for 6 games at Clover Park next week. We'll see if the Mets can come out on fire, win a couple of games early, and see if they can't get a series victory or at least a split. As we're running out of time here at Clover Park on Valley Live, only 2 home series remain. So we hope you will join us. We'll be back on the air on Tuesday at 6 o'clock for a 6:10 first pitch. And don't forget, Wednesday's game is at 2:10. Well, folks, that's going to do it from Clover Park. Once again, your final score on this Sunday afternoon, the Mets 7, the Cardinals 3. For John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets and the Cardinals part of your Sunday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching on Valley Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.